Welcome to the Speak Over Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tamika Hall, and it is such an honor to walk you through your spiritual pause for the day. Today we are declaring that sudden miracles and blessings are breaking forth in my life. You have to believe it, and it doesn't matter what you see. Whatever you see does not change what God has said and spoken over your life. I want you to take a moment and close your eyes. I want you to just release everything that is happening with the day. And I want you to focus on God. Take a deep breath in through your nose. One, two, three, four. And let it out through your mouth. One, two, three, four. Let's do that again. Take a deep breath in through your nose. One, two, three, four, and let it out through your mouth. One, two, three, four. Very good. Let's get started. God is about to release a miracle that will demolish every worry in my life. Job 5, 8, and 9. I will not worry or panic. Everything that has been sent to break me will be overtaken by Almighty God. Deuteronomy 28 and 7. God has spoken promises over my life. What I see doesn't cancel what he said. I will hold on to the promise. Habakkuk 2 and 3. I will not forfeit my blessings by looking at my current situation and moving in desperation. God is moving on my behalf. Habakkuk 2 and 3. And now for some devotion. Job 5, 8 through 9 in the New Living Translation says, "If I were you, I would go to God and present my case to him. He does great things, too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles." And because God performs miracles, we don't have to panic or worry, because Deuteronomy 28 and 7 says, "The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways." And we understand that God has spoken promises over our life. And so we don't have to forfeit our blessing by moving too fast and too hasty and forfeiting our blessing. Because Habakkuk 2 and 3 says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries," that means though it takes a little bit of time, "wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." I'm here to encourage you today that sudden blessings, miracles are breaking forth in your life. You have to hold on to it. And even though it feels like the promise is taking a little bit too long to get to you, guess what? It's still a promise. And God always fulfills his promises. Listen, I love you. This is another episode of Speak Over Yourself podcast. And until next time, remember that you were created to make God famous, and he has anointed you to do hard.